this Thursday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 72 degrees, and you've landed on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenwald.
Love to welcome in our listeners who are listening on the free WRHI app on WRHI.com. Of course, on the radio, FM 100.1, AM 1340, and on the TV side of the house, CN2, that's Comporium Cable Channel 102, as well as on all of your major social media channels. Simply search for CN2 and WRHI. It all leads the same place. So I'm sure everyone is eagerly awaiting to see who our next guest is. Our guest who decided to tailgate bright and early this morning in front of the broadcast house.
And it's in front of the big window, just staring in at us.
None other than Dean Fell.
Woohoo! No surprise there. Dean, you are the perfect fit for that, front and center.
Had to be the inaugural tailgater at the Palmetto Morning.
Oh. So
didn't want to miss my opportunity. I tried to pay my fee, but Lucas wouldn't take it.
I said no. Your money is no good here, at least right now. It might be later. After the show's over.
We're here to talk about
up.
Economic health, and you didn't take the dollar, so I don't get what's going on in this business.
We're going to start doing hospitality tax now.
Oh, that's a good point. Good. Well, that was a joke from earlier this week where we encouraged folks, then that's probably the next adventure that will become like what the Today Show is in Rockefeller Plaza. We will become that right here on Confederate Avenue in Rock Hill and set up our own tailgating in front of the broadcast house. Dean Fell was the first, so everyone else falls in line, but Dean Fell is president and CEO of the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And of course, Mark Persley is also with the chamber. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
We have fast approaching the State of Economic Health. This is going to take place on Tuesday, June the 18th from 8 to 10 at the Rock Hill Indoor Sports and Event Center. Dean, we'll start with you. Is this the state of community address that we're used to attend, or is this different, or what's the kind of clear the playing field for us?
Great question, and yes, it's the same and it's different. We recognize that our community wants to hear very topical issues. You know, we saw where we are in the economy. Everybody's anxious and been monitoring interest rates for the past year. When interest rates got high, we keep watching for the Federal Reserve to see when are you going to lower those interest rates. So we said, well, why don't we get someone with some real expertise in the room to talk about that, but then also challenge our local municipalities and county government. Our business community wants to know what's the economic health of our municipalities and our county government, and so a good way to kind of tie that together so we come out of that as a community knowing, okay, this is the state of our economic health. Is it time to invest more in our community? Is it time to, you know, kind of monitor our expenses for a while longer, that sort of thing?
Well, as you mentioned, going straight to the point, you have Tom Barkin, the CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Richland, who will be coming in to be your keynote speaker. What do the folks are going to look forward to with what he's going to share?
So Tom is going to give us more of an insider look of what the overall nation is going through with our economic health. Also give us some insight about how the Southeast is doing compared to other parts of the nation. And so he's going to give us more of that in-depth look and some facts and numbers and all of that, and then also be able to take a couple questions as well. But then, like Dean just said, you know, we're also having some local municipalities in our county join in, and so we're going to be challenging them to provide an update about what's going on here locally, what the future holds, and what we can expect and what they're currently doing that also ties into what Tom and the rest of the nation is going through.
So Tom's given us a snapshot of the national look and the Southeast mm-hmm. look, and then we dive even more specific where you'll have the mayors from the town of Fort Mill, city of Rock Hill, and the city of York mm-hmm. all addressing where we are currently, right, in those cities and what the roadmap looks like for the future. And of course, council member Tom Audette is scheduled to speak on behalf of York County government. Dean, this is a very obvious, simple question, but it leads to so many different ways. It's important that we as residents in this county know the economic health of all of these cities and the county, because this is where we live, work, and play, right? So
absolutely.
They're going to throw out a lot of facts and figures. How do we need to take those numbers in as residents of our county?
Well, you know, even as residents, when we we want to go to more restaurants. I mean, you had Joe Gulledge on earlier, kind of talking about bars, restaurants, hospitality activities. We have a lot of folks coming in with the sports activities we had. Just had the BMX recently. And so, you know, our residents need to know, you know, what's the state of our economic health and how are we doing? Because that's going to lead to other things that we get to do, other opportunities, and the tax revenue that comes from all those activities, and how you can invest, you know, from a own personal property owner or someone possibly looking to buy their first home, they're anxious to kind of watch what are those interest rates, when might they come down. You know, a realtor will say the best time to buy is always now. Maybe it is, maybe it's not, but understanding what that, you know, kind of what the lay of the land is in the future certainly is helps with that decision making.
Of course, we promote so many different events and things happen in our communities that it is nice to kind of get like all that hard work and see the end results of it for sure. Absolutely. And then, so Mark, if folks are listening and they say, hey, I'm curious, I want to see what these individuals have to say, what is the opportunity and chance for folks that are listening to be able to attend this, whether they are chamber members or not chamber mm-hmm. members?
Absolutely. Yep. No. Whether you are a chamber member or a non-member, you're more than welcome to come. There's a slight price difference, but if you go to our website, yorkcountychamber.com, you can go through our registration link and type in some information, and then we'll have you on the registration list, and we'll also be ready for you with a hot breakfast and a couple fun other details that I'm not going to release right now. I've got a couple things up my sleeve for everybody, but it'll be a fun but informative session, plus just getting the community together as a whole and moving forward. So it's going to be a good time.
Well, Alex and I certainly have done many events, emceed events through the chamber, and we certainly enjoy how you do the business side of the house, mm-hmm. and you have some fun sprinkled in there.
Well said.
Which is vital. So it's called the State of Economic Health. It is Tuesday, June the 18th, 8 to 10 at the Rock Hill Indoor Sports and Event Center. You can reach out to the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce to go ahead and get signed up. The keynote speaker is Tom Barkin, CEO of the Federal Reserve Bank of Richmond. And then after he speaks, we're going to also hear presentations from Mayor Gwen Savage from the town of Fort Mill, Mayor John Geddes from the city of Rock Hill, Mayor Mike Fuser from the city of York, and Councilmember Tom Audette will give us an overview of the county from he represents, obviously, York County Council for sure. Dean, I do want to circle back around real quick. I know you mentioned Joe, and if you had a chance to listen to his interview earlier this morning, Joe Gulledge is part of the vice president of the South Carolina this is a newly formed group, like a week old, mm-hmm. South Carolina Bar and Tavern Association, dealing with legislation regarding their insurance and how sure. much it is spikes and it continues to go up. And there are places that are at risk of closing down.
Sure. Absolutely. An issue that we've been monitoring closely over the last 4 or 5 years, particularly at the state level, South Carolina Chamber of Commerce has been actively beating the drum on the need for the joint and several liability tort reform. And you know, that relates directly to why our insurance liability rates are so high. You know, some attorneys would say, well, it's the insurance industry's issue to fix first, and then, you know, then we can look at tort reform. You know, the chamber would contend that it's not one or the other, it's both. You know, the challenge of joint and several is one of our restaurants or bars can be held 100% liable for an issue that maybe they're only 5 or 10% responsible. And you know, it just doesn't seem fair, and most people would agree in polling that, you know, everyone should pay their fair share, not pay what they're capable of paying because maybe they have deeper pockets. And I would dare say our restaurant owners don't necessarily have the deepest pockets, but they tend to wind up being the ones burdened with the highest responsibility.
Yeah, Joe was sharing with us businesses like in Greenville that's almost been around for 30 years.
Having to close their
doors. Close their doors. Someone in Lexington, the same thing.
Joe, for a few days, yeah. went through a phase of having to shut their doors. And he said, if things don't change, it could look like this for many more folks over the next few months and year.
So this is something that you all with the chamber locally and across the state are working with lawmakers and just trying to beat that drum as loud as you can.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm really glad to see that they formed an association on that. You know, I'm going to reach out. I know Roddy Broadnax is listening to us right now. Roddy's been with State Chamber, and we'll pass it over to Will Frierson and Bob Morgan and those guys. But, you know, just we really need to address that. And when you think about it, in South Carolina, due to Act 388, our property taxes on our commercial businesses, which includes our hospitality friends in the restaurant and bar industry, are already paying the lion's share of school operation taxes. And, you know, we want good schools. We want that education system to be strong. But if we continue to put our businesses at a competitive disadvantage as to our neighbors in North Carolina, where are they going to locate? If I'm an owner of a restaurant or bar here and my property taxes are double and my insurance is double of what it is in North Carolina, it doesn't become a hard thing to figure out that they're going to be a more attractive location than we are. And that, you know, there's just so many problems. You know, standing out here talking to Alan Miller earlier, you know, he brought up the fact, now think about our residents that would then travel across the state line to go to a restaurant or a bar, and then you've got people driving a farther distance. You know, if they have maybe participated in that drinking a little more than they should have, which, you know, happens and it shouldn't, but, you know, there's just so many components to this to think about.
And it circles right back around to the state of the economic health right here, because that's what we want to see where these cities are, because we don't want that to happen.
Absolutely.
Especially where we're located so close to the state line.
Keep the dollars here.
We want them here because the dollars are spent locally. They are used locally as well.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of money talks, and we like doing that. And the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce is among the best. To learn more about the state of economic health, put on your calendar Tuesday, June the 18th, 8 to 10 at the Rock Hill Indoor Sports and Event Center. Mark and Dean, as always, we appreciate the conversation. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for having us.